From the OPUBCO studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome, podcast fans. More importantly, Top Chef fans. Unfortunately, Jarena is not here for a great intro this week, but it is time for the Top Chef podcast. I'm Dave Cathy.
I am Jerry Wofford.
And I am Brian Dean.
Brian Dean is here standing in the long shadow of Jarena. We have every confidence, though, that he'll be able to.
Brian can pick up the slack.
Yeah, he's a slack picker-upper.
I'm opinionated, and I watch Top Chef. So
that's right. That's all that matters. And he likes to eat, so there's that. So, you know, let's just jump right in here, and we'll start out, as we usually do, with the quick fire challenge.
I liked it.
Yeah, you know, I've got to say something, though. There's something on my mind here. The product placement.
It's just disgusting.
It's every week, though, now.
Yeah,
I
don't want to say this. I'm not gonna make the proclamation that the show has jumped a shark, but I'm saying that Fonzie is definitely warming up.
The motorcycle's revving up. Right
yeah,
now.
He is. He's got. I'm saying he even has his swim trunks on. Yeah, exactly. I think that the sharks are in the tank, and the hype is starting to build because, you know, Rocco was one thing.
Right.
No, and then the Bertolli commercials. But this was just flat out had nothing to do with anything in the show. But at the same time, it was delicious. So.
And it was an interesting premise.
Yeah, yeah.
Ice cream, something different that they don't normally do,
right,
a dessert.
Right.
They don't typically do a lot of dessert
right.
stuff anyway,
right.
so it was cool.
And for everyone who didn't see it, they had to create a mix-in for a Cold Stone Creamery ice cream flavor.
Yes, yes.
So they had to.
And it was full out with the whole Cold Stone wagon
yeah.
and the whole bit. And, you know, I mean... Hey, I like ice cream. I like Cold Stone. I like Marble Slab. You know, I don't care. As long as it's cold and it's on a rock and it's ice cream, I'll eat it.
Well, in any challenge that makes Hung look stupid,
it's great.
Is always a
that,
good one.
And see, that's what kind of saved it. Yeah,
he did
on.
Cauliflower foam.
That was disgusting.
With ice cream.
Come on.
And
cauliflower
asked him why
foam?
He did the cauliflower foam is to cleanse the palate, of course.
Of course,
when I
yeah.
want to cleanse my palate,
yeah,
I think
right.
cauliflower foam.
Exactly. And I always do that when I'm eating ice cream.
Right.
You know, I don't want to enjoy the creamy deliciousness of it. I want to wipe it out and then have cauliflower.
Give me cauliflower.
Yeah, it would be
yeah.
really good.
I think something they said up front of that challenge was important. They said, be simple.
Yes.
And
right.
with ice cream,
yes.
I mean, match it with what works with ice cream.
That's
what
right.
typically works
That's
with
right.
ice cream?
Peach cobbler.
Fruit flavors. Peach
yeah.
cobbler.
Peach cobbler.
Which one? Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I was kind of conflicted on that because, I mean, believe me, I love peach cobbler, love the ice cream. But inventive, probably not because it's basically pie and ice cream. Although, but if Cold Stone doesn't have something like that, wake up. That's
well,
really
yeah,
smart.
It was a higher class version, though.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
He
yeah,
did
it looked
top
really
chef
good.
Treatment
yeah, it looked
to
really
what
good.
You would
yeah.
see in a really good yeah. ice cream type flavor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to be honest with you, I was pulling for this sriracha sauce. I mean, obviously.
It did sound interesting.
Yeah, because.
But I like. They only showed those four people.
Yeah,
they
the
didn't
others
show
must
the rest
have been
of them.
Like, okay, yeah, we've had blueberries before.
Yeah, blueberries. Right.
Anymore, they only show you if you really suck or if
yeah.
you're going to be one of the
right.
winners.
Heath Bar, interesting. Never had that before.
yeah,
you know?
Thank
so,
you.
I guess not. But yeah, the sriracha, because I'm actually in that school that I think it is delicious on everything. Put it on French fries. I mean, it's like one of the greatest creations ever. But, and I was pulling for it, and I thought it was rather cruel of them to have Casey saying, oh, I made him shudder. It was great, except
yeah.
for... You shudder
in disgust.
But hey, he did say it was better than the cauliflower foam.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Better than Hung. So.
Well, we should mention, Hung didn't just have cauliflower. He had
was,
seven different
yeah,
right.
flavors
come
and
on.
Textures.
Put some toenails
so
in there,
much
too,
in
for
there.
Texture. You know, I mean, what are we doing? But, you know, we didn't mention that the winner was Dale.
Right.
Dale was the winner with the peach cobbler treatment. Good for Dale, because he's kind of a guy that I've been thinking is going to be kicked out. Almost every
almost
week.
Almost every time, yeah.
But
he's never won anything. Has
not,
he? Is this his
I
first
think this
time?
Is his first
yeah.
win.
He mentioned
yeah.
it. He was glad he finally won something.
Yeah, yeah. Right. He sort of he did pretty good on the meatballs, but yeah, this was a good win for him, and very nice. I thought that he didn't have to do the elimination challenge,
right.
which we'll get into now. Which was and that was cruel as well.
That was awesome.
I actually really enjoyed it. I thought
that was
Top
yeah.
Chef. That was my favorite thing they've done in the elimination challenge.
Set them
the
up.
Contestants.
Set them up. Get them all dressed to the nines. You know, you're going out on the town, and a couple of the girls were really, you know, decked out, heels, low cut dresses. It's Miami after all. Get in the limo. There's, I believe, wasn't there even champagne?
There was.
I think there
in
was.
The limo.
Toasting.
I mean, that was
right.
like over the top. I mean, come on. I mean, you just. So anyway, so yeah, they had a little champagne. They get to the club, and there's a couple of roach coaches waiting for them with their names on them. And they had to cook, which
drunken bar food.
Yeah, drunken bar food is exactly what was on the menu. And Dale was the only one that actually got to do what the others wanted to do, which I enjoyed CJ's comment there. It was just basically, you know, I wasn't even happy for him. I was angry.
It was envious.
Yeah, complete
envy.
I'd
love to feel happy for him, but instead I really just hated him.
Yeah, right. That was it. It was a great line. So then they divided into teams. And now let's see if we get this straight. It was Brian the Hat Guy with Trey and Hung. And
Casey.
It was Sara.
Yeah.
It was Sara. Yeah. Sara, that she wasn't on the other team or else she would have been kicked out. Right. But and then CJ, Casey, Sarah, and of course Howie the team killer.
Right.
By the way, I gotta say, the opening scene was not the eventual loser.
I was really disappointed.
We've had a theory going, but it didn't
crumble
pan
this
out.
Week.
And ultimately, it looked to me like, I don't know about you guys, but the teamwork was the bottom line. I mean, they all had fairly simple bar food.
Fry it.
Yeah.
Hamburgers.
But one team was really working in sync, you know, the way
the winning team did it, I thought was interesting. Instead of just saying, we want to cook these four things, they divided up the space in the roach cage and said, we have these spaces.
Yeah.
We want someone on the fryer. We want someone on the grill. We want someone outside on the raw bar. Mm-hmm. And that way, they didn't get in each other's way. And they could totally, you know, assembly line the food, get it out there.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah, it was really good. It was very, very impressive the way they immediately clicked onto the practical side. It's interesting. Again, it's sort of like last week when the winning team figured out on making the frozen food, it's not about what we serve, but sort of the method.
Right.
You know,
there's
a practical way we have to look at this. And this was exactly the same because the one team, they were a well-oiled machine and the other had no idea what was going on.
Although, even if they had divided the workspace up properly, I don't know that Howie wouldn't have completely submarined this team anyway.
Right? Yeah, he just seems destined. You know, we're at that point now on the show where it's very clear, in my opinion anyway, who has a chance to win and who doesn't.
Right.
And the girl, and it was Sarah who was eliminated this week, and she had some problems. She was very upset about this.
She was the worst. She was dressed up. She wore heels. You know? And when they said, you're not going to go out, you're going to go shop and cook food, she looked like someone had just taken away her candy bar. And
exactly.
Said,
exactly.
I saw some tears.
Exactly. And I mean, we're talking about the name of the show is Top Chef. So that means you're somebody who's strong enough to command a kitchen. Somebody who falls apart because they're in their heels
making just, hamburgers.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. And the same goes with Howie. He's not going to be able to. I mean, obviously he has success and he's found a way to do it on his own. But for this competition, you're going to have to stand out and really be able to show that you can own the area. And he hasn't done that, so he's probably really they'll keep him on there as long as they can just because he's great TV.
Yeah,
but
it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it's really great. You got to have conflict.
Everybody needs a villain, and he's really becoming the Darth Vader of Top Chef.
Well, and when you're talking reality TV, let's be honest. You either want sex or bleeps, and he certainly leads the show in profanity, really loud, sweaty profanity.
Yeah.
Well, and other people, swearing about him.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, calling him names and things like that. That's what you need to make the thing go. I mean, yeah, Marcel did it last season. You know, that keeps the show alive. So. There wasn't anything. Was
the winner. The winner was Trey.
Yeah,
he did the cheese grits with a bacon wrapped shrimp on top. Which, I mean, hey, I know all of us will agree. Bacon wrapped anything.
Yeah, Judge Ted said it perfectly. Yeah. You want to make people happy, give them bacon.
Especially when they're inebriated.
Exactly.
And I thought cheese grits was a really good pick for bar food.
Right.
I mean, I thought all of them actually. I really liked the menus in general.
Sure,
I thought they picked good things other than the oysters. To serve people coming out of a bar.
Yeah, that didn't really call
I'm an
that
oyster
to me.
Fan, but
not when you're drunk
maybe,
at 2 a.m. coming out of a bar.
Yeah, maybe pre-cocktail or with initial, but not certainly after. That's just slimy and gross. You want fried, you want it now. And that was the other problem. The team that lost, they could not get the food out, which is
they fell apart at the worst time.
They
Tom Colicchio, the head judge.
Judge Colicchio was there, and they couldn't get the food out to him.
Yeah, you just can't. I mean, when it's late that night, not that, I support any of this behavior, but when I've been around this kind of behavior, Whataburger is about the limit for me because they take a little longer over there, but, they're making it fresh, so I can deal with that. But, ultimately, you want to be able to walk up, get the snack, and hit the road, with the designated driver, of course. Anyway, there's your winner was Trey, And it was a big comeback for him, I thought.
I did too, yeah.
And he started out strong, kind of. I've forgiven him now for the salmon barbecue, being from Texas. And I'm not even going to talk about it. It's too disturbing. But I think he has a solid chance to win this thing. Mm-hmm. He's really
pulled it together.
Yeah. I thought his dish, and I will say, I thought the food this time around, all of it I would have eaten.
Yeah.
There wasn't a single dish that I said, no, I wouldn't eat that ever.
Yeah.
But I thought his dish was the most, it looked like something you'd get from a chef, more so than just something you'd get like at a, you know, a snack food
like
place.
An onion ring and a piece of fried chicken.
Teriyaki chicken wings.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and Howie made a mistake too. I mean, that's, you know, if you're going to make a native, you know, dish, and he's from there, you've got to do it right. You know,
Cuban
and
sandwiches.
Cuban sandwiches, which I love, they're great, but they're really flat and they're compressed, and that's part of what makes it a perfect bar food is you can just grab it and go. That thing was big and bulky and
looked like a French
kind of
dip.
Bread, right?
Yeah. It looked like a lot of trouble that you didn't want to get into, and probably he'd sweat it all over it, like he wanted to.
Too salty.
So.
We should add that Sarah's milkshakes. Ice and milkshakes?
No.
Swing and
ice?
Miss.
She's making a smoothie. A chocolate smoothie or something.
Come on.
I put ice in my... No. Yeah, I was with Howie on that one. I mean,
not surprisingly, Judge Colicchio did not like the ice milkshake.
Shocker.
Some of the judges didn't even get it.
Yeah, they were
out.
They ran out. Which, again, speaks to the teamwork part
of it. Right. And let's see. Howie did the Cuban... What did CJ do? He did... being very tall... And we did get the little bit about him being a former professional volleyball player. I don't remember hearing that before, but that
it makes
explains
sense, since he is like 7 foot tall.
Yeah. But he basically just sort of, and I think he's a guy that has a chance. He wilted like a, I don't know what.
I think it was the team on that side, though. He got stuck with a raw deal there.
He tried to lead for a minute, and then he seemed to see that Howie was going to just...
This is a sinking ship.
And the way the show is edited, you can see the storylines developing early on.
Right.
I knew Sarah was gone the moment that Dale said, she's become like my best friend. Yeah. I said, well, see you later, Sarah. Yeah. You're out.
One of those two was going to go.
And that was probably 10 minutes. That was right after the quick...
You're
it was
right.
Before the quick fire, I believe.
Yeah,
they were all giving
their
sayonara to Joey.
When they started giving you the emotional look behind the scenes of the character is what they're creating. They're not real. It's not reality TV. It's real people made into television stars.
And
when
they ruined our first person, they
But
they divide the teams up, and immediately everyone
There's
is saying,
no way.
"I'm so glad I'm not on Howie's team." All the people on the other team are. We're so glad we're not on Howie's team. He's going to totally destroy them. And the folks who got Howie on their team were like, "Well, we have Howie on our team. Great,
awesome."
So you knew what was coming next, and sure enough, he did a normal bulldog routine, telling everybody what to do.
Yeah,
and
you tried to get some leadership, but nobody really seemed to want to just tell him to shut up.
Yeah, his leadership was more or less shut up and do what I say.
Right,
because you're all idiots and I'm not, and I don't think it worked.
Sarah was not in the mood for that.
Yeah, it was tragic into them. So let's handicap this thing a little bit here. We've got, four, seven, eight contestants. Mm-hmm. Are we down to the great eight? Is that right?
I think so.
Okay. I'm a terrible odds maker, but so let's just go through, and I'll go through the people. We've got Hung. What do we see?
Hung is either great or terrible.
Yeah.
Seems like every week. When they have a fish dish and he can do cool things with it and he has time, especially when he's on his own, he tends to do well. But when they give him something easy like ice cream, he says, "Oh, let's put cauliflower in that."
Yeah,
and he fails
ridiculous.
Miserably.
And I think originally he was there for that good TV part, but he's calmed down quite a bit.
It
seems like
He's just sort of goofy now.
That may not have helped him very much.
Yeah, Howie has certainly overtaken him on the TV factor, Q factor. But now, do we think he has a chance to win? Is the question.
Well, the way the show's set up, yes, because they don't take in this show does not. There is no consideration given each week to how you did last week.
I think what we're saying is he has the talent and he's shown that he can pull it together for a couple of weeks and win this thing. Okay, so let's talk about Sara the cheesemaker. I think she has no chance.
Any week she's gone.
Yeah, I think
she has
no chance.
I don't even recognize her.
Yeah, she's...
They barely showed her last night.
Yeah,
I think
she could very well be next.
She barely managed to stay on... Not this week's episode, but last week's
she
episode.
Got
she
on the right
probably
team.
Should have been out.
She got on the right team. I honestly, if you swap Sara and Sarah,
Sara's gone.
It's Sara, not Sarah. So again, then there's Trey. And I personally said before, I think he's got a solid chance.
Yeah, he's very talented.
I think Trey's probably one of my favorites, just because he does he has some range and can do different things.
And he's humble about it, too.
Yeah.
He knows what he can do.
Yeah, and like I said from the very beginning, I have a great respect for these guys. Like, he was a self-made chef.
Right.
No formal training, just straight to work. And to me, it's just amazing that – because he is one of the better technical guys as far as presentation. Not as good as the next guy we're talking about, Brian. That's his. He's really good like with the presentation and all that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I do tend to forget him some weeks. I
mean, yeah.
This week he was out for the winning team. He was sort of their salesman. Yeah. He got out front and pitched and was really loud, mm-hmm. obnoxious, matched the energy of the crowd, and it really helped them win. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When they'd show big shots, all the people were there over there.
Yeah.
But when it comes to his food, sometimes I forget what he did.
You know, he's the one that came up with the idea on the compartments. You know, right. So he's obviously a pretty bright guy. And so I think maybe not as good a chance as Trey or Hung even, but I think he's a solid player.
Right.
Casey. I don't know.
She's been in the bottom quite a bit.
I will say, one thing that impressed me about Casey, when they did that quick fire challenge last week with the bee, where they had them all try to guess,
right.
I thought she showed a really good knowledge of food.
Sure.
It seems like some weeks she really understands these things, and then other weeks she just disappears entirely.
Right. Yeah.
She did win that challenge with crushed red pepper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there were some other ones that she
there
got.
There were tougher ones. There were definitely tougher ones, but still.
Yeah.
But no, I think, again, she's below the Well, I think she's got a better chance than Sara, but she might be like a top five maybe out of the eight. I don't know.
I think she's got a couple weeks left until probably Howie self-destructs and Sarah is just finally makes her exit.
Yeah, I would say Casey. Well, you know, I don't know that she's better than Howie, because Howie, believe it or not, has a couple of times, like the pork dish he made the one week that he won with was.
Looked delicious.
Yeah, it looked great. And
but if they keep doing team challenges, eventually he's gonna.
Yeah, and that's right. And we should say that next week, I guess it's it's the restaurant, the one they always do.
Yeah.
It's a huge. It's like an unbelievably hard thing to do, and I have a feeling Howie's gonna be right in the middle of that. So Howie, I think we're all in agreement. He really doesn't have much of a chance to win, but his TV, persona may keep him longer than he probably deserves.
He could be top three just because they're waiting. They're waiting to see if someone does actually murder him on screen.
right. And then there's Dale, who I kind of put him right there with Casey. Doesn't really probably have what it takes to get there to the end. And then finally CJ, long tall CJ, who I personally believe is. You know, he has a chance to be in the final.
I'd probably put him and Trey as the top, my top two right now, simply because they seem to do something good every week. Mm-hmm. They and the other thing, and you can't underestimate this. When they go into the judges' table, it seems like the judges really pay attention to when they're asking questions and people are explaining why they did what they did, where it went wrong. I think he's one of those who he comes off as likable, and he doesn't come off like he's trying to sell his teammates out, but he will always seem to come out on top in those types of discussions.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He can really explain what he did well.
Yeah, and CJ, I've noticed too, he stands up for himself, but I can't remember the challenge, but he did something that was very green and strange, and he took the criticisms like, maybe so. You know, it seems like he has a very...
tuna casserole.
Yeah, it was the tuna casserole. It was really gross looking, and he took it like a man.
He's like, I screwed it up.
You know, he didn't fall down. He's like, maybe I could have done this differently, And yet he's very strong, with his point of view, I think. He's not afraid to say, I thought it was really good, He's not going to crumble, and Trey's kind of got that strength as well, but I don't know. Those two would be a solid those two, and then maybe Hung right after. I don't know, but anyway, we'll find out soon enough, won't we?
We will.
So I guess that's pretty much all we have for this week. Looking forward to the big restaurant challenge next week.
It'll be good.
That's always a good one.
What are the odds that Howie gets thrown out a plate glass window?
Yeah, because it's that challenge, I would say that Howie has the best chance to leave next week. Just because, it'll all come down to how the teams are.
Although, did you see the scenes from next week? Because one thing that kills me about this show is that they always tip their hand early on in the show of who's leaving. And sometimes in the scenes from next week, you get to find out who the bottom is because they'll be rating them in the scenes from next week.
Right.
So it didn't look like his team was in the bottom.
Yeah,
I mean, they can obviously do things with the editing to change that around. But, I mean, just when 10 minutes into the show, we'll probably know.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I think it'll all be decided on the creation of the teams. I would really like to see one of these strong contenders like CJ. I think CJ and Howie would be great on the same team because they're both very strong, but one's really loud and one is sort of passive aggressive, you know, and sarcastic.
And CJ's tall enough that I don't think he would like tower over. He has to look about 10 feet over his head.
Or Trey, who just, he looks like a monster. I mean, he looks like, what's the office linebacker?
Terry Tate.
Terry Tate. Yeah. He's sort of, you know, he's a big guy. And I would not want to irritate Trey, I don't think. So anyway, thanks to Brian for stepping in for Jarena, who will be back next week. And otherwise, tune in next week.
Look at OKC and Bud Light are turning up the temperature with heat. The summer's hottest party. Come burn up the dance floor with OKC's sexiest people and hottest dance music. By invitation only, August 16th at the Coca-Cola Bricktown Events Center. Complete with Anheuser-Busch products and non-stop entertainment, heat is the one party you cannot miss. Find out how to get your name on the guest list. Go to lookatokc.com/heat and get ready to sweat.